أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد القاسم المصطفى. اللهم
صل على محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين بهم نتولى من أعدائهم نتبرأ إلى الله. اللهم صل على وليك الجديد الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا محافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا معينا حتى تسكنه أرض التقوى وتمتعه فيها طويلا.
اللهم صل على
محمد. الله تبارك وتعالى accept the services, the worship, du'as, fasts, ziyarat, everything that was observed here at home, voluntary works, services, iftars, whatsoever was served and done, and Allah accepted each one of us the qabool and hasan. Tomorrow is the Laylatul Qadr again, wherein the possibilities of it being Laylatul Qadr are very strong. And normally the third Laylatul Qadr we designate it for the Imam of time, Imam al-Asr, Ajjalallahu ta'ala. So the atmosphere or the layout of the entire program will be slightly different, that the du'as we will be having, ziyarat that we will be having, The topic, everything will be related to the Imam, inshaAllah, because it's the night of the Imam, that is the third Laylatul Qadr. The topic for tonight is that Shaytan, he lays traps throughout our life. And before that, one of the things that we have to know is the concept of Iblis, the concept of Shaytan himself. Normally we talk about Rahman, Allah, we talk about all the goodnesses, all these worships that we have, du'as, etc. But at the same time we are told that you have to know who your enemy is. That is, if you know your enemy better, you will be able to protect yourself better. And the worst of all the enemies that we have is that Shaytan, and among those the enemies that we have is the soul of ourself, which is said to be a'da aduwaka nafsaka allati bayna jambayk, that soul of yours which is within yourself, it's the toughest enemy of yours, and you have to know it. So if we know who our enemy is, it will be easier for us to counterfight and to stay on the right path. Among the things that Shaytan brings about in our life, traps that he lays and we just get carried away and we don't know what is happening, and all of a sudden we find that we have been possessed by Shaytan. That is, he has a whole soul control of his on our existence. For example, pride, kibr, ghurur, showing off, being adamant are among those sins that we commit and we don't even know that we are doing them. Or for example, ignorance, jahalat, hatred to each other, animosity wherein we find that nations, they perish as a result of this animosity, and that too again turns back to pride. As a result of that, a person, he stays in darkness and deviation. So for that reason, Shaytan, who is the sworn enemy of man, and he says to Allah that, I will deviate everyone, just give me respite, let me live until the Day of Judgment, and I will deviate everyone in the ibadika minhum mukhlaseen, only those of your sincere servants whom I will have no access to. So what we have to do is that we have to purify ourselves, and that is by moving within those parameters that have been set by Allah. And when we move within those parameters, automatically a person he elevates, comes to the rank of the noble, of the pious mukhlasin, elevates further, comes to the rank of mukhlasin, and to mukhlasin shaitan, he has no access. Shaitan lays many gadgets. He has tools to mislead and misguide people and to throw them off track. Now every person is different, and for every person he uses different tools. Quoting from Marhum Shaykh Ansari, among the greatest ulama of the past 2 centuries, whose books are taught in the highest levels in the Hawza, in Mina of Qom, in Nadar, in Usul, in Fiqh, etc. He says his wife, she is in labor, and in those days, the midwives, they used to say that we need some oil, the lady. In labor, she has to consume that oil which helped in the birth of the baby. And she comes in the morning and says, I think by the look of it, she has started her pains, and by the sunset, by Maghrib, she will deliver, and I need that oil, get it ready. He says, okay, we've got a few hours left till then. Comes again at Zohar, reminds him again, Shaykh, did you get that oil? I need it by Maghrib, before Maghrib, I want that. He says, okay. And near it, that Maghrib, he gets up. And he doesn't have any money, he has a little bit of khums money, and khums money was lawful for him. He takes 2 dirhams from that khums money to buy oil. All of a sudden he is reminded that if some other student here in Najaf today was in need, and his wife was in labor, and he had no access to these funds, what will he do? So he puts that money back, and doesn't buy that oil. She comes, there's no oil. Another Arif, he says that at that very time he has a vision. He says, I saw in this vision Shaitan. He's got all these different gadgets and tools with him, all colorful equipments. I ask him, what are all these coins, rings, chains that you have? He says, all these are different gadgets that I have to trap and to catch human beings. And then he says, in those different gadgets that he had a huge, big, thick rope that was broken. And then he says, what is that thick rope you have? He says, I've been weaving this rope for the past 9 months to catch Shaykh Ansari. But he broke it, he didn't get caught. Then he says, what are these other gadgets? He says, depending on the iman and faith of every person, I've got all these different tools and gadgets to catch them. But this person, he says, what do you have for me? He says, you don't need anything. I just do that and you are with me. So Shaitan, he has all these tools and gadgets to catch us. And we have to be smart on how we do and whether or not we get trapped into his traps. Imam Ali alayhi salatu was salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Says that Shaitan, that is, we've got an enemy who dwells in us, whispers in our ears, he's so close to us, he tempts us, he misleads us, and we get misled. Or in that hadith, in the Prophet, he says that was Shaitan alladhi yajri fi uruqihim. That is, Shaitan, he is flowing in our veins like blood which flows in us. He is so close to us. Now fighting someone who is so close to us, it's tough, it's very difficult. That is why the Prophet, he says that is jihad akbar, that you have to fight your own enemy, and that is the toughest. When it comes to listening to orators, speakers, we can't get the message from anyone. We are not permitted. Teaching from Ma'asumeen is that because the soul which Allah has given to you, it's so pure, if you get it contaminated, give anything, everything which it wants, then it gets polluted. Imam says, Man asra ila natiqin faqad abada. That is, someone who listens to a speaker, it is as if he is worshipping him. And then Imam says, if that speaker told about Haqq and Allah, it is as if you are worshipping Allah. And if he talked about Iblis, it is as if you are worshipping Iblis. But many a times we find that the talk about is not an open talk about Iblis. Many a times it is kalimatu haqqan yuradu biha al-batil. It is a nice slogan that we have, but the intentions are evil, intentions are batil. So that again is something we have to look into. Not everything should be given to the soul, only that which you think is right, only that has to be provided to it. So, the worst of all the sins that we do, we commit during our day-to-day life, are the ones which look to be very wonderful, very nice. Disobedience, devastating sins, simple and ordinary, until a person is led, misled, and shaitan, then he leaves that partner of his away after he finds that he has taken him a hostage. Once again, in that Al-Baraa, Imam says that shaitan has been sent for man to make disobedience look good. Now this is something which we see in our day-to-day life, that things bad are made to look good. Things which are negative are given a nice wrapper and we get tempted to that. Things, sins for example, that are horrendous, crimes that are great, you find they are just presented in a simple form in a good way. Teaching that we have is that we have to have, we men are not allowed to look at women, women are not allowed to look at men. But with all these temptations that we have online, on the TV, etc., shaitan makes it easier for us to have that contact or that interaction with them. So, shaitan, Quran says that أَفَمَنْ زُيِّنَ لَهُ سُوءُ عَمَلِهِ فَرَآهُ حَسَنًا, that many a times the evil is presented in a good way and we think that is right, whence that is not the case. In the past 50-60 years, for example, there was a wedlock, there was a marriage, and people, children were born with that wedlock. As time passed, what happens? They put aside these marriages, living together came up. And after this living together, anyone can live together, with or without a wedlock, without marriage. Again, they upgraded it to living with a partner. Now, partner could be same sex, could be opposite sex. So how things, they are twisted and brought forth, and all of a sudden we find that maybe things of this caliber are bad for a generation who lived in the 60s, 70s, but those who are born from now on, for them it will be just simple and easy, or even would have become part of a lifestyle. That is how shaitan, he twists and turns and brings about things that are bad. Or for example, illegitimate births. It's haram. Births should be within that wedlock, because illegitimate births is contamination, it's pollution. Allah wants this earth to be a place where there is no contamination, no pollution. Now a mother who smokes, if she gives birth to a baby, now that baby compared to a mother who does not smoke is not as healthy as that one. The same thing is with these illegitimate births, it's with these haram births, that birth itself is contamination. So we have to be very careful that where we are moving within the parameters. Now, these cases come across quite a lot. Shaitan, that's how he twists and he... And the teaching to us is that if you want to say your prayers, first condition is adamant. And that person whom you are saying prayers behind, he should be legitimately born. The mujtahid who you follow, again among the conditions they have, is that legitimate birth. So that is because Allah does not want any type of contamination in this whole concept of minds. Shaitan, he twists things. For example, we talk about people behind their back chat. And when we say it's backbiting, it's back chat, they say no, it's just a political dialogue, for example. So we are hurting someone behind his back. And now, this is again another question which is we ask quite a lot, that how much are we allowed to talk behind Mu'mineen? We are not allowed to talk at all behind Mu'mineen. even if we know something wrong in an individual, the teaching is that we have to cover it, we have to hide it. You have no right to promote it. If you remember that hadith Qudsi that was recited yesterday, Allah says that if you have sinned and you've come to me, I have forgiven you. If again you sin, you broke ties with me, he says, come back to me. Don't be ashamed to return to me for the second time, for the third time, for the fourth time. And then he says, I am that compassionate, that forgiving God. So when Allah behaves and acts in that manner, we who are a creation of Allah, we have to try and be a reflection of His. That is, the qualities that are, the attributes that are present in Allah should be present in us. That is, if He hides the wrong of us, we also have to hide the wrong in others. That is the teaching. But shaitan, he twists. Or for example, a riba, really interest that we find today. Many a times, again, we find that, that haram is presented in a way as a business deal, as trade, which is again haram. Rishwa, that is again haram, a sin. But that again is wrapped up in a sweet wrapper, and we say it's batun kimitai, for example. It's a gift for you, for your children. So that haram also is twisted in that way. So all this Quran says, هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. Shall I inform you of those whose actions are going to be so such a waste? The losers says, الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ سُنَعًا. That is, there are those who think that what they are doing is right. They think, but in reality, that is not the case. So it's like a crow which fell into a color pot, for example, and comes out and thinks that he is a peacock. A crow is a crow. You can't make it a peacock. Now again, looking back into the history, for example, on the day of Ashura, Umar Sa'd, who knew he is wrong, standing against the grandson of the Prophet. Umar Sa'd says that attack, shoot at Imam's army. Why? Says because the paradise is waiting for you guys. That's how the slogan of Umar Sa'd was. Or in the battle of Jamal, when she comes out against Amir al-Mu'mineen, here Ka'b bin Sur, he has spoken, he yells, that says that Aisha, ummukumu salatukumu sautukumu, that Aisha is your mother, she is your prayers, she is your fast. That is how things are twisted. That what is wrong is presented in a way which is right, and that is how shaitan acts. So we have to be careful. Now someone who is like that, just drowning or having a head-on collision, for this Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says that La yazeed sur'atu sayr illa bu'da. For this person who is having this head-on collision, this fast traveling and journey of his will just increase the distance. If we have to go from point A to point B, and if we increase the speed, we will get to the destination quicker. Imam says, if you are misled, then the more faster you go, the more misled you would be. Now we intend to go to downtown LA from here at a high speed, and we end up in Denver. That is misleading. That is in haram. So we have to be careful what we are doing, where we are heading to, and as to whether or not the path that we are on is right. And shaitan, is he misleading us, the traps have been laid before us or not? We find that there is a lot of contamination in our performance, wrong that we do. And that needs to be corrected, and this month of purification is the month that we need to correct. There is this concept that we have which says that tasweef. Tasweef means postponing. If I am doing wrong, that is a sin, a haram. Tasweef, postponing and not correcting myself, that is a further haram on top of that haram which I was doing. If a person wasn't in tafleel and he knows that he is wrong and he doesn't correct himself, or if hijab is lacking, or for example, beard is lacking, someone doesn't pay his homes, or he doesn't observe or abide by the wajibah. So all that is wrong. Or for example, Hajj has become wajib on me, and if I don't perform that Hajj, or zulm, oppression, or husbands who are rude to their wives. Again, in these circumstances, if we know that we are wrong and we have to correct ourselves, we have to correct ourselves. Postponing and not correcting is an additional sin on top of that sin that we are committing. So, sins, they have to be corrected. Postponing sins is not permitted. It is another sin on top of the sin that we have done. And for that reason, we find that Ma'sumin alayhim as-salam, they say that with reference to what you are doing now, and we say that we'll do it tomorrow, Imam says that tomorrow is not yours. What you have now is yours. What has gone, has gone. مَا فَاتَ مَضَى وَمَا سَيَأْتِيكَ فَأَيْنِ فَاغْتَنِمِ الْفُرْسَةَ بَيْنَا عَدَمَيْنِ. Says what is gone, what will come again, it's unknown. So that past you have no access to it, that future also is not yours, you have no access to it. So the present is yours, work on the present, fix yourself, correct yourself. Says this, the sweep is among those sins that is not forgivable. Like these sajdas that you have in the Quran, if someone recited Quran and you come to and he is reciting that sajda wajiba, that you have to bow down in sajda immediately, whatever you are doing. Even if you are trying, you just bend your head a little bit to show that you've done your sajda. Qibla is not required, because that is wajib solely. Says that if we have done wrong, correcting ourselves is also wajib solely. And this is the month that we have to correct ourselves. Again, we've got another opportunity, which is tomorrow night, and if we can fix ourselves, correct ourselves, and ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to help us. Imam says, Al-fursatu tamurru marra as-sahar fantahizu ra's al-khayr, that these opportunities that Allah gives, and among them is this tomorrow night, Laylat al-Qadr, says these opportunities are like these clouds. The clouds, they don't stay in one place, they move. So that opportunity will come to us tomorrow and it will move on. It won't wait for us. So we have to benefit from these opportunities that Allah has for us. May Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, on these nights of this sacred month, accept our servitude, our worship, and all what has been recited, and all the worships that were performed, except all of them, the Qabool and Hasan. For all those who are ill and ailing, for all those who have hajjat, all those who have requested for du'as, may Allah accept and grant whatsoever hajjat and wishes they may be having, and for all of them, three round salawas.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.